are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. We are so excited to have an awesome guest on the line, Michael Clark, who is the founder and CEO of Clark Empire, which specializes in all SEO, websites, social media, you name it, in the technology world. Mike can help you. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Great, Jackie. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the line and tell everybody about your world of computers and the digital world that we're in today's world. So tell us a little bit about how you got into technology and computers.
Well, it goes way back till, I was in middle school when I started tinkering with computers. I originally started chatting online. Before AOL, there was a program called IRC, and I chatted with a lot of different people in different states and started to learn about, you know, different things with computers. And then I spent usually my evenings and weekends on the floor at Barnes & Noble reading as many books as I could read and breaking as many of my family's computers as I could.
A lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
So after you experimented and did all that stuff with learning, what was the first job that you decided to take on in the computer world?
Well, my first job was at a medical company in Wayland, and it was kind of tough for me because I didn't go to college. I'm all self-taught, and at the time, I was working at a shipping receiving company, and I decided that, you know, with my resume, I just didn't really have any college degree, so I decided just to put everything on my resume that I actually knew, even though I wasn't doing it, and it happened to be a good time because it was during the dot-com boom, so companies were hiring like crazy, whether you had a degree or not, so that's how I got my foot in the door for my first job, and I was there for about 5 years, I think.
And then where did you go after Wayland? What was the next boost for you in your career?
So that was that's when I realized how horrible of an employee I am and decided that I have to go out on my own and just start my own company. And that's what I did.
Awesome. And then you started a company and you sold one, which is awesome. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in 2004, I started Clark Empire and Cinch IT. Cinch IT was strictly an IT for business company, and Clark Empire was the sister company that handled all the digital marketing for clients as well as for ourselves in web and SEO. So in 2015, I sold Cinch IT, but I kept Clark Empire just because I still wanted to continue doing the digital media and everything.
Right. And that's like the fun side of it, right?
Oh, it can be, yeah.
So, it can be, right. That was a good answer. That's very true. It's not always easy, the world of technology. So
definitely not.
Tell us a little bit about your clientele. So in terms of who are your target market clients that you work with?
I get asked that a lot, and unfortunately, I don't have a very cut and dry answer. I've worked with 100-year-old tool manufacturing companies to medical to legal. It's really across the board. The biggest thing with me is there's a lot of clients will say, oh, you know, I need a new website, or I need, you know, to be found on Google and stuff like that. But if they don't really, really understand everything that goes into a digital campaign and they don't understand how important it is, it's very difficult to get them to accept the pricing.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. So, small to medium-sized organizations is pretty much what I work with. Large organizations, they usually have somebody in-house, and, you know, I could probably consult on, you know, with them, but in general, it's a small to medium-sized organization.
Awesome. I mean, that's kind of great, because then you can work with any type of field as long as, you know, they know more of what they need or you help them figure out. Because I feel like in the digital world, everybody needs it. It's just a matter of how to help them, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I can help market anything. But again, it's just they need to appreciate the digital piece of it.
Right.
You know, if they're stuck in the old age of, you know, advertising and newspapers and stuff like that, they don't understand, you know, the depth and the importance of the digital side.
Right. It's growing old really fast. It's like everything's online now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. I know you're starting a new group, which is really exciting. It's one-on-one networking. So tell us a little bit about the premises of this group, what your goals are for it. And obviously, you know, you're still in the beginning phases of it, but we're still excited to promote it for you.
So the idea behind one-on-one networking is I've been to a lot of different networking groups and networking events, and I think there's a couple flaws in each of them, and I've tried to take those flaws, eliminate them, and kind of restructure in a way that I think is beneficial. So, you know, when you get a group of people in the room, if they're not forced to talk to each other, they're probably just going to talk to the person that they know, and it's just going to be small little groups, and you're not really going to get to network. The other thing is, you know, if you have these weekly meetings and you get, you know, 45 seconds to do a, as they call it, a commercial, you don't really get to know that much about the person. So what I believe is sitting down with somebody for 30 minutes and actually having a one-on-one conversation that goes way deeper than just business. You know, you get into, you know, relationship information, you get into really personal hobbies. There's more of a connection. You can build more of a rapport. And I'm also trying to bring the social media aspect into this, and I haven't figured everything else out yet. But that's kind of just a sneak peek of what's going to happen with that group.
I love that. And so obviously we could talk at the end, like your social media handles, but where would people be able to find out more information on it if they're interested in joining?
So I guess the best thing that they could do is either follow me via social media, which I'm sure you can post on this. So there's a couple different, there's the one-on-one networking, there's my Mike Clark training, and then there's also Clark Empire. So there'll be information on probably all three of those social platforms.
Awesome. And I think what's so great too is, like, I mean, aside from this networking group that you're starting, you also do individual training programs to hone in on SEO, social media, whatever it might be. Can you elaborate a little more on what that project entails and how people can learn about it?
Yeah. So my other company that kind of encapsulates everything is Mike Clark Training. So what I did is I developed video programs on different companies that I've started in the past, and just teach people if they're interested in starting a certain type of company. I've already been through it. I've already made the mistakes. So if you go through my training program, you're just going to get it without having to deal with all the mistakes. It's great for, you know, people that are entering the business world that don't know a lot about it, you know, new entrepreneurs, people that are really just trying to make the leap, but don't really know where to start and, you know, basic aspects of, you know, just setting up an LLC or bookkeeping or, you know, basic marketing or whatever it is. So I've created a couple of those programs, as well as I offer one-on-one, I call it my Catalyst program. So if you have a business idea and you want someone that's going to hold your hand and be able to tell you, we need to go from here to here, and then step by step, how to get it to succeed, that's another option as well.
Awesome. So how can people get in, like, how can they get in touch with you to get the training programs? Where can they find them?
So that is, if you go to MikeClarkTraining.com, that's where you can obviously reach me, you know, for any of my other, whether it's the Clark Empire or one-on-one networking, there'll be information on Mike Clark Training. And if there isn't, when you get there, there definitely will. So please keep coming back.
No, absolutely. So can you kind of give us, like, for people who always were curious about the SEO world, like, obviously it gets you to the front of Google, but can you give us a little bit more of an elaboration so people actually understand what it is?
Sure. So SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. What that means is Google is a search engine. MSN, Bing, all those are all search engines. So what you're doing is you're optimizing a website so it is placed on, you know, hopefully the first page of, and we say Google because that's the dominant search engine. In order to do that, there's a mix of things that need to be done. There's on-page SEO, there's off-page SEO, which is link building, article writing, content is key. You know, the more relative content you have, the better your content is. It's going to get you, you know, closer to the first page. So it's really just a mix of different things that need to be done in unison, and it's not something that happens overnight.
Right, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I remember when you and I had talked previously, you were saying, like, consistency is so important, like using the same keywords, right, like stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's just every month you have to just keep going. You know, we have... There's a lot of people that throw that word SEO around, and to do it effectively, it's very labor intensive. And it's not that it's rocket science. Once you understand how it works and what needs to be done, it's just labor intensive. And like you said, consistency and month after month doing it over and over again. And that's how you're going to get to the first page.
Right. And I think another thing too, just to hone in on what you said, is that Google is changing minute to minute. Like, that's why this is something you have to keep up with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The different algorithms come out, and you know, the latest one was focusing more on local SEO. So even when you're searching on Google, you'll kind of see how the results change a little bit. It might show you more local, results versus before maybe it didn't show you as much. So it's definitely something you have to stay on top of. And Google's not letting you know their algorithm. It's top secret. So there's a little bit of guesswork, but at the same time, it's also common sense where you think, what do people go to search engines for? They're either looking for a place for something, for a service, or they need an answer. So it's either you're looking for a restaurant or, you know, the closest hardware store or whatever it is, or how the heck do I change this light bulb? So if
right.
you have, you know,
it's so funny.
You know, that's what it is.
Right.
They want information. Google wants to see a lot of really good information that pertains to your industry. And that's the most important thing.
Right. That's so true. I'm so glad you filled us in on these facts, Mike, because people want to know. I mean, the world is all digital now, you know, like people
Absolutely,
find
yeah.
answers by watching YouTube videos. And I'm one of those people,
exactly.
you know?
Yeah. And what you just mentioned that that's a not a well-known fact that YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world right now.
No way.
Yep.
So
yeah, Google's the first.
YouTube's
the second. Yep, and YouTube is the second.
Wow, that's a cool fact. That's awesome.
I mean, think about how many times you go and, you know, you're on YouTube or you Google something and somebody has a video for it, you know?
So true. So what's
yep.
your theory then on, like, Facebook Live videos, like, in comparison to YouTube?
I think Facebook Live is good, you know, just in the social aspect, it's important. But if you're creating videos on YouTube with really, really good content, as far as your ranking, it's going to blow it away. It's way more important for that. You know, doing the social media posts and that kind of stuff is more for people to kind of know about what you do and, you know, have a connection with you. But as far as Google goes, YouTube is way more important than any sort of social media live.
Wow, that's like really insightful. I'm so glad I asked that. That's so awesome. Because I'm like one of those people that I do Facebook Live, but I never utilize my YouTube. So I'm really going to start looking into that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
yeah.
Huge.
So since you're an entrepreneur, what is some advice you would give to somebody that's interested in becoming an entrepreneur? Is that in your book?
It is. And let's see this. One of the first things I could say is, and I have this problem myself, is dealing with doubt, doubting yourself. Is probably one of the top killers of any entrepreneur, new business, or anything. So I think that's something that you just have to fight through. You will constantly doubt yourself. You know, am I wasting my time? Should I have done this? Should I have stayed at my job? You know, and you just really have to just bury that doubt. Just keep that same focus and that same excited feeling that you got the minute you thought about starting that company or the minute you had that new idea, and just keep driving forward. Just don't let doubt get to you.
That's such good advice. I mean, it's part of the entrepreneurial trail, but you're always not going to have good moments. I mean, that's life,
Absolutely.
You know, but you have,
Absolutely.
If you have way more highs than lows, then that's a good sign, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, just don't let it beat you down. Just keep driving forward.
Yeah. I love that. That was really insightful. So you do have a daughter and three amazing dogs at home. So tell us what you like to do. And you're married to an awesome wife, Mariana. So tell us a little bit about what you like to do when you aren't working.
Let's see. Love the beach.
Yeah.
I'd say I love the Cape, but my Father's Day trip was a horrible one because of the weather. but the Cape, the beach, cookouts, being with friends, kind of basic stuff. That's what I like. I like being around friends.
Yeah, that's good. Awesome. And then you have three awesome dogs. I love that you guys are dog people because I am one, so I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So
I got, yeah, I got two old ones that are, one's blind and one can hardly walk, and then I got one who's not even a year old, so it's like, it's kind of like having a daycare and a senior living facility at the same time.
You find a happy medium, right? There's somewhere exactly. in the middle. That's so fun.
You got it. Yep.
That's awesome. So, Mike, tell everybody all your social media handles and how they get, how again they can get in touch with you for inquiries.
So probably the easiest way is via email, mike@mikeclarktraining.com. Again, the website for that is mikeclarktraining.com. There's clarkempire.com. And then there's oneononenetworking.com, which is still in the works. If you go to any of those sites, all of the social media handles are all on there, all on the website.
Awesome. So you're a one-stop shop. If they need anything in their digital world that they need help with, they should come to you, right?
Absolutely. I'd love to work with them.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you, Mike. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. Stay tuned for Who's Next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.